Hey guys, before you tune into this episode, I want to give you a free gift which will help you a lot to convert your prospects into high-paying customers. I'm talking about my free ebook, which will be super-duper valuable for you. The title of the ebook is Powerful Words That Sell. So grab your free copy now from the link mentioned in the description, alright? Now over to the episode for which you are here right after this intro. Hello you awesome and fantastic people. You are listening to the podcast Marketing Academy of Persuasion. I'm your host Vipul Chawla, a LinkedIn sales coach, and in this show, I will be sharing anything and everything about sales closing. I will also talk about how to grow your personal brand through LinkedIn. Alright? My every episode will be garnished with business motivation and loads and loads of value for you. If you want to know how I can help you to elevate your business without spending a single dollar on ads, then visit my website consultwithvipul.com. LinkedIn is the best social media platform for building your professional network. Your profile and daily activities on LinkedIn can lead to getting new connections, engagements, and visitors to your blog. See how important this platform is. Therefore, whether you are a business owner, entrepreneur, or a blogger, LinkedIn is a fantastic place to get more exposure. However, in order to increase your following into your circle, you are going to have to get them to visit your blog directly. If you are only marketing yourself or your products or services on any social network or LinkedIn, it is simply not effective. Therefore, you need to engage with your followers and active in your network for getting the better result on LinkedIn. So in this episode, I will talk about 8 powerful tips to get more traffic to your blog through LinkedIn. So the first tip is complete your profile. See, your LinkedIn profile is your first impression. So try to make it the good one. Whether you are creating the company page or a personal profile, you need to create it outstanding. You can do this thing by creating the banner image, keep it branded but personalized as well. Also, add your logo for your brand recognition on the site and to further develop trust with your market. Next, you can also add brief about your company's history in your About section. Also, you can tell your followers or connections that how you can help them. Whether you are a content marketer, blogger, sales manager, CEO, or a small business owner, you are the one who's likely going to use LinkedIn. Alright? Finally, complete your profile with a personalized yet professional summary with specific and relevant keywords bundled in it. You also need to upload a professional yet friendly headshot. Alright? So you have to make a trust-building business profile that briefly describes who you are. And also include a link to your blog or website in your both personal and company profile. Now the second tip is build more relevant connections. Find people you know on LinkedIn. This is the great way to stay connected with all of your contacts and build your network. If you limit your connections, you limit the opportunity to expand your visibility. If you want to grow your visibility on LinkedIn, connect with everyone who presents a good reason and is relevant to your industry. Alright? So as you grow your connections, your updates may be visible to more and more people. So find and connect with coworkers, email contacts, customers, business partners, and social media followers on LinkedIn. When you network with someone in person, connect with him on LinkedIn. The more connections you have, the more people will see your LinkedIn status updates. Alright? Now coming to the third tip, which is be active and engaged on LinkedIn. So, in order to get extra traffic to your blog from LinkedIn, you need to be active and post frequently on the site. You also need to post status updates a few times a week, update your profile, and participate in a group discussion and comment on someone else's updates. In this way, you will get visibility and more profile views in your network as well. The more you are seen by your connections, the more trust you will build and more likely they will click through to your blog, right? In addition, post article links to your blog and use LinkedIn to make relationship further. This can be done by inviting your contacts to connect with your business blog as well. Commenting is the great way to get more exposure and connections while engaging in the conversation. So, update your status frequently to build trust and increase your click-through rate. Like, comment, or share someone else's updates. Now the fourth tip is join targeted groups. One of the key features on LinkedIn is groups. Consequently, there are more than 1.5 million groups on LinkedIn and 81% of LinkedIn users belong to at least one of them. So find relevant topics to your brand. LinkedIn will suggest you groups based on your activities and profiles. Alright? Next, when you find groups you are interested in, you will have some decisions to make. Check them to see whether they will be suitable for your business. Scope out the guidelines, count the number of members, and analyze the activity within the groups. If it is an open group, you can check out the type of post they have. Make sure it fits with your target market. So join the group that has genuine engagement and is within your niche. Find the groups and assess which would be most valuable for your business. Alright? Now coming to the fifth tip, which is create group. See, there are many types of groups available on LinkedIn. Suppose you can't find the group which is suitable for your business. Consequently, if you want specific group for your customers or business, you can create your own groups on LinkedIn. Alright? If you want to create the group, you will have to spread the word about your group. Maybe you want to reduce spam in it, right? Perhaps you want to make it a strong place for networking and discussion. It is very important for you to create strict guidelines that what is acceptable to post and what is not. Furthermore, you have an obligation to moderate your groups, alright? Creating your own groups can potentially help in your business. With it, you can build trust and develop a great reputation as an industry leader. As a result, providing such a space where like-minded people can share ideas or tips will take you far in your business. Now the sixth tip is write and share engaging content in the group. First and foremost, LinkedIn is the best networking platform to drive traffic to your blog. Therefore, you need to create articles that appeal to your LinkedIn market. Alright? Create interesting and engaging content on your blog. And if you are running a B2B company, you can host contests or promote your business by providing one of your services for absolutely free. Also, try to create attractive headlines with an image that draws attention to your target market. Now coming to the seventh tip, which is engage with your LinkedIn network. Just like any other social network, the more engaging you are, the more you can build your connections. When you post article links, you need to add a question, statistic, or a personal view. Give people a reason to comment, like, or share your article. Alright? When someone comments on your updates, make sure you show an appreciation towards it. Additionally, you should reply immediately or comment back to keep the conversation going and build networking relationship. Alright? So engage with people in your group to become a top influencer. Also, create engaging conversation by asking questions and responding to the comments. Now coming to the 8th tip, which is use LinkedIn share button on your website. See, LinkedIn share buttons make it almost too easy for your reader to share your blog post. Also, those who are interested to share articles, they have the LinkedIn network who will be interested in your articles as well. Alright? In addition, LinkedIn share button makes it very easy for you to share your articles to the groups. However, you must head this caution that if you are sharing your blog on LinkedIn, you should check LinkedIn throughout the day to reply to comments and questions about your post. Right? So make sure that you have a LinkedIn share button on all of your blogs or use sidebar buttons on your blog post for getting more shares. I wish you all the very best for your future goals. Alright guys, thank you so much for investing your precious time till the end of this episode. It really means the world to me. Thanks a ton once again. I want to tell you that I am mostly active on LinkedIn and you can also follow me and be a part of my LinkedIn family. My followers are close to 30,000 people right now. One last thing. If you took any value from my content, then kindly go to my podcast episodes or my Apple podcast over there. Just write a review. Write a review and kindly subscribe to my podcast to get updates about upcoming episodes as well. Alright? So that's it for this episode and I'm looking forward to have you on the next one. This is your host Vipul signing off from your own show, Marketing Academy of Persuasion. Take very good care of yourself and I love you all.